Thanks for joining me in Tonia's kitchen. The Italian Trade Commission treated us to a special tasting of some fabulous prosciutto as part of the Boston Wine Expo this year. Joining me now is Marco.
My name is Marco Mocellin.
From?
From Genova, and I live in New York. I've been living in New York for 11 years now, and it's been 7 years that I work for Parmacotto, which is one of the top importers of Italian cold cuts.
So let's talk about this prosciutto a little bit. Tell me about where it comes from and why this is so much better than normal prosciutto that people can get at a supermarket.
Well, first of all, this prosciutto is from Tuscany, so it's the first time that the American market is seeing a prosciutto cured from Tuscany. Prosciutto Toscano, that's his name, is basically the third DOP prosciutto in the United States after Prosciutto di Parma and San Daniele. Prosciutto Toscano is literally a little niche because Parma's got around 300 producers. There are more than 40 for San Daniele, and Prosciutto Toscano can count just like a little bit more than 2,000 of producers. We are the only one can basically, for the moment, can import it in the United States because we have the only one who has a USDA plant approved in San Gimignano. So we were starting 3 years ago, the idea of bringing a Tuscan line in the United States because we believe a lot in Tuscan cold cuts. And we started first with the cooked products because it's been easier to be approved. And after 4 years of paperwork, we finally got in also the prosciutto Toscano. Now this is our fifth baby of the line.
This is about the best prosciutto I've ever tasted.
Oh, that's great. It's different from Parma and San Daniele that you might be more familiar because...
And why is it different?
Because Parma and San Daniele, they both fight on the sweetness.
Interesting.
And they are just cured with sea salt in course. While prosciutto Toscano doesn't want to be sweet at all, actually is cured not just with sea salt in course, but especially with black pepper, juniper, garlic, myrtle. So you got a lot more flavor. It's a lot more intense.
How long is it curing with those flavors?
Prosciutto Toscano, well, it depends. You decide how much you want to age the prosciutto the moment you start the curing process. This one that we are tasting tonight is an 18-month prosciutto Toscano.
Let's have a taste now, shall
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely.
So we're going to taste this lovely prosciutto from Tuscany.
Yes. It's, again, I do, for me, it's a prosciutto, as I said, that doesn't compete with San Daniele or Parma, but I think it's more similar for people that are used to a jamón, to a Spanish product that is a lot more gamier and stronger in flavor. But this is purely Italian.
Okay. Let's have a sample. Look at that.
Voilà.
Look at that prosciutto. That is amazing.
This is specifically on the bone. So this is not the usual debone prosciutto, but I'm carving it vertically compared to the usual debone one that you do. You slice them horizontally. So basically you get through all the flavor of all the legs.
Okay. Well,
and I really hope you like it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.